Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Rambam Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Kelayim, the laws of mixed or forbidden mixtures. And we've been learning about this, and today's chapter segues from the laws of forbidden vegetation, because we learned earlier that we're not allowed to mix two grains together, or two beans together, or two vegetables together, or a grain with a bean, or a bean with a vegetable, or grains with grains. We have to plant wheat separately, and barley separately, and kumquat separately, and potato, everything separately. Mixing them together, although logically we can't see what the problem is. What if I want to plant two things together? The Torah forbids it, and this is the law prohibiting the planting of mixed species. And we learned earlier that this is a law only applicable in Israel, not in the diaspora. Now we're going to segue to another arena, and that is mixing grains or beans or vegetables with grapes, grape seed, grapevine, and that's a whole different mitzvah, specifically dealt with separately in the Torah. And there are quite a few differences between mixing grains or seeds with vines than just plain mixing grains or seeds or vegetables with each other. Perek Chamishi, chapter 5, Aleph 1. So here he gives the biblical scenario of violation. If somebody plants two types of grains, for example, he plants wheat and barley, or two types of vegetables, im zera hakerem, together with grape seeds, the seeds of grapes. So the scenario which he gives here, which is the biblical violation, is two types of something, either grains or garden seeds or something, with grape seed. Two plus one. Hareiz Elokishtayim. Then, technically, theoretically, under the right conditions, there could be prosecution. Four lashes, not once, but twice. And of course, as we know, lashes can only be administered if there are two witnesses who see, and they warn him, and they say it's forbidden, and he says, I don't care, and so on. But we're looking at the possible ramifications, and that describes severity. Why two? I only did one thing. The answer is, you kind of did two things. You took two grains and mixed them together, plus you took these two grains and mixed them together with a grape seed. One is a violation. Don't plant your field with mixed seeds, even two grains or a grain and a legume or a grain and a garden seed. And then there's a second separate violation. Do not plant your vineyard with mixed seeds. Separate violation. And in the very beginning, in the introductory section here, we learned that there are five negative commandments. One was not mixing seeds together. The second negative commandment was not to blend grains or other seeds with grape seed. Separate commandment. So here, because there were two and one, two grains or two garden seeds plus the grape seed, he violates two commandments. And as the commentaries here explain, this is the pure biblical violation, which could result in lashes, because as we will learn later, if he only plants one grain with a grape seed, it's forbidden, but it's not 100% the best scenario to actually cause lashes to be possible. That's my understanding of this. Beis to. I'm sorry, did I say that? Achas, yeah, achas mishum sotcha l'shtizer klayim. One, because your field you shall not plant mixed seeds. V'achas mishum l'shtizer karmachol klayim. Don't plant your vineyard with mixed seeds. So you have two complete violations. Beis, now, this is very important. V'ena leike mishum zeireya kilei hakerem. One does not and cannot receive lashes, which means it's not a full biblical violation for the mixing of the vineyard. Ad sheyizra be'eretz Yisrael, until this is done in Israel, and it's done with chita useira, for example, a wheat grain, a barley grain, vecharzen, and a grape seed, b'mapelas yad, in one handful. So we have two seeds, and it's not necessarily wheat, but it's wheat or garden seeds. Two different seeds and grape seed in Israel, planting them together. That's the pure biblical violation which can cause lashes. Or another scenario, similarly speaking, if he just covered these three seeds with soil, like there could be lashes as well. Because he took two different seeds, plus grape seed, and covered it with soil. That's a form of planting. The same goes with two kinds of vegetable seeds, the chartzen and the grape seed. One vegetable, and one grain seed, the chartzen and the grape seed, in one handful, all of these could result in lashes. Now, he says, Gimel 3, when we talk about garden seeds, it has to be the kind of garden seed that mirrors the grape seed. And here he describes hemp and wild onions, which are of the garden seeds that can lie in the ground for 3 years until they start growing. Similar to the grape seed, which takes 3 years until we can enjoy the grapes because of the orla law, that's one of the interpretations. Abel shar hazroyim asur midibrayim. But all other vegetable garden seeds are forbidden, but only by rabbinic law, which means in order to violate the vegetable garden seed mixture with the grape seed, you need these special vegetables, these special garden seeds, hemp and wild onions. But otherwise, he says it's only prohibited by rabbinic law. There's a lot of discussion here as to what the meaning of this is. V'chein, similarly speaking, osim idibreim, talking about rabbinic prohibitions, it's also prohibited rabbinically, lizreya, to plant kloi hakerem, the mixed seeds of the vineyard, of the vine, b'chutz loretz, in the diaspora. And this is interesting, and I must pause for a moment and point out that earlier in chapter 1 we said that when it comes to mixed grains or it comes to mixed garden seeds, you may do it outside of Israel. You may plant it to begin with. Why suddenly when it comes to mixed grains or mixed garden seeds with grape seed is it forbidden rabbinically? Good question, which we're going to deal with in the next paragraph. But the fact is, it is forbidden to plant a mixture of anything with grape seed, even in the diaspora. Now, in 4, the Rambam says, Farvos, pourquoi, why? Veloma osru kilei hakerem. Why are the mixed seeds of the vine forbidden, b'chutz loretz, even outside of Israel, v'layosru kilei zoroyim, and other mixed seeds without the grape seed, is not forbidden. In fact, we said you can do it to begin with outside of Israel. The answer is, and this is a very profound answer, mipnei, because shekilei hakerem chamurim heim, because mixed seeds with grape seed within a vine is a much more severe application of law than plain mixed seeds. How can we see that? She'im nizru be'eretz Yisrael, because as we learned extensively earlier in the laws of forbidden foods, if mixed seeds and vine and grape seed were planted in Israel, it's not only that you're not allowed to eat them. Harei hein hasudim ba'noah, we're not allowed to have benefit from them. They are totally prohibited. Whereas the other seeds are not prohibited to have benefit from at all. V'kivan shehein hasudim ba'noah ba'oretz. Now, being that they have such a severe prohibition in Israel, where we may not even benefit from them, and there are very few laws where benefit is forbidden. This is one of them. Asru lezar and lechut b'chutz laretz, therefore our sages even prohibited it outside of Israel. And this is, again, a pretty serious law. Whereas we learned earlier that if you mix seeds, you mix grains, you mix garden seeds outside of Israel, you're allowed to do it to begin with. And even in Israel, if it's done, you're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to do it, but if it's done, you're allowed to eat it. That's what we learned earlier. Chapter 1, paragraph 7. Here we're saying when it comes with the vine, kloye hakerem, in Israel, they are forbidden not only to eat, but to benefit from. Very serious. And we learned extensively what to do when it happens and how you deal with it and how it's nullified and so on and so forth. And rabbinically forbidden to plant even outside of Israel. Hey, and therefore, ve'ein edrim im hanochri b'klayim. Even if a non-Jew is working his garden, he's hoeing, H-O-E, with mixed produce, and the vine, we should not do it. It's not in Israel. It's with a non-Jew, because it's severe, because a Jew should not even be working at that. But if he wants to uproot it, that you can do, because the less forbidden, the better. Now he says, "Ein iser mishum kili akerem eliminitvuim in a yirakas bavad." The prohibition extends to grains and vegetables, avashar minezroyim, but other type of produce, and specifically, he's talking, I believe, about non-edible herbage. Muter lezarim bekerem, they may be planted in a vineyard. Vein sarach lemashar ilonas. Trees as well may be planted in a vineyard. And here we say clearly that there's no reason you can't plant a tree encroaching upon a vine. It's only for mixed seeds and grains. Zayin. Not only can we not do it in the vine together with the grape seed, but also lizreya yirokas etuah b'tzad hakfanim. We should not even plant vegetables or grains next to a vine. To plant a vine next to a vegetable garden or next to a grain field. And if he did, even though there's no lashes possible, but it becomes hallowed. And here we get into a whole different law, which is a very creative, original law. We haven't really touched upon it yet. Not in this section. And that is that with regard to mixed seeds and the vine, it becomes hallowed. Hallowed comes from the word sacred, holy. But here we mean it's not holy, it's forbidden. So the whole vine and the vegetable mixture becomes forbidden. You can't benefit from it. You have to burn it in order to get rid of it. It's very serious stuff. And this is derived from verses in the Torah. V'nesru shneim b'hanoah, both the vegetation and grain and the vine become forbidden to benefit from. Hayorok, whether it's the vegetable, or the grain, or the vine. V'seif v'nesneim, the only way to deal with them is they have to be consumed in flame. They have to be burned. Now he brings down the verse in the Torah, Shenemar Pentigdash Hamaleya Hazera, lest the fullness of the seed becomes hallowed and forbidden. So the Torah actually forbids any benefit. We have to burn it. Vafilu hakash shel tefua, even the outer crust or the straw of the grain, v'yoeitzim shel kfanim elu, and the twigs of the vine, asurim bahanor, are forbidden to have any benefit from, v'seref v'neisim, and they must be consumed in flame. One may not even heat up an oven with these twigs, because these are from forbidden vines which were mixed with grain or vegetables. And he should not cook with them when he's burning them, because that would connotate having benefit from them. In fact, it says that if somebody takes a new oven, which has to be completed by heating it up, and heats it up with these forbidden twigs, the whole oven becomes forbidden because it got its completion through these forbidden twigs, which is from a mixed vine and grain or vine and vegetable. Now he says in 8, Echad anetayav echad mikayim, whether one plants this mixture or one sustains this mixture, which means he just walks away from it, he sees it, and he doesn't do anything about it. He lets it be. Kibin shera kloyim tzamcho b'karme, bottom line, once someone sees this mixture growing in his vineyard, v'nicham, and he lets it be, hareze kiddush, it becomes hallowed and forbidden and has to be burned. If it's in your vine, in your garden, in your vineyard, get rid of it. You can't say, I didn't put it there, I don't even know how it got there. Let it be. V'ein odam mekadesh dovor she'ena shaloi. However, a person can never cause something to be hallowed if it's not his. It's got to belong to you. L'fikach, therefore, ha'mesachech gafnei, somebody takes and bends and covers. The word ha'mesachech comes to the word tzchach, covering. Al gabe tvosi shachaveri, he takes his vine, the branches of his vine, and puts it on somebody else's grain, the guy next door to him. So he now has vine and grain together. The problem is it's not his grain. Kiddush gafnei, his vine becomes forbidden because it was mixed with grain. The other guy's grain is not hallowed because it's not yours to prohibit. You got to own it to prohibit it. Or if he takes his neighbor's vine and he places it over on his grain, kiddush tvua, he sanctified the grain. Why? Because it's his grain. But like kiddush gefen chaveri, does not sanctify the vine of someone else because it's not, doesn't belong to him. You can't forbid something that doesn't belong to you. What if he took someone else's vine and he put it on somebody else's grain? Like kiddush echad mehem, he didn't hallow or forbid either of them. And because of this principle, hazereya karmei b'shvius, if somebody plants his vineyard in the sabbatical year with grains, like kiddush, he does not cause it to be hallowed. Why? Because in the sabbatical year, it doesn't belong to you. As we will learn. Test 9. What if somebody sees this mixture of grains or vegetables and grape seed in somebody else's vine, v'kimon, and he just lets it be? And the big question in the commentaries here is, what was he doing in somebody else's vine? So perhaps he was working there. Perhaps he was there visiting with permission. Perhaps not. Different interpretations. The fact is that the guy who sees it and lets it be, he may no longer benefit from this mixture. But everybody else, mutar, may. Why? Because it's not his to forbid for anyone. But if the owner of the vineyard would have allowed them to continue to grow, he would cause them to be hallowed and forbidden for all people, including him, as we explained, because it's his vineyard. Whereas this guy, it's not his vineyard. At best, he can prohibit it for himself. Now we come to a different category of law. Today you would call it a bully. You know there are bullies in the world? Back then there were worse than bullies. There were thieves. There were muscle men. There were pirates. There were all kinds of stuff. Bad guys. Ha'anas, what if somebody came forcibly, took over your field? Why? Because the general landowner of the whole neighborhood is his cousin. Comes into the Jew's field and he says, goodbye, it's my field. Shezora klayim bekerem chaveira, and he goes, this bully, goes and plants mixed seeds in somebody else's vineyard. Does this become forbidden? I didn't give the guy permission to come in there. He bullied his way in. Im nishtako abolim, if the owners are hiding and cringing in fear, even though they have not yet given up, then the fact that the owner has removed himself for whatever reason, then this mixture has become hallowed. But if the owner is not hiding and cringing, but he's out there battling the battle, even though he doesn't have any great hope, then it's only hallowed by rabbinic law. And again, the question is whether it's the owner, it still retains ownership, or it's the bully who forcibly took over ownership. Yud Aleph 11, Haruach, She'okra, Peires HaGefen, V'shilcha Yisrael Al-Tvua. What if a strong wind came and uprooted branches of the vine, sent it all over the grain? I didn't do it, the wind did it. The moment the farmer observes it, he must remove them. And if something happened, emergency, and he didn't remove them, they are still permissible. They did not become hallowed and forbidden until the owner sees them, is able to remove them, and does not remove them. Yud Beis 12. What if this bully planted seeds in a vineyard? Once this bully removes himself, he goes on to bully somebody else. Then the owner, the farmer, must immediately remove it, harvest it. Even if it's the intermediate days of Pesach or Sukkot, where we say we should avoid any kind of work that we can, unless it's an emergency. This is an emergency. What if the guy is just an owner, but he himself doesn't know how to farm, and he has to hire workers, and there are no workers? Why are there no workers? Let's say it's Labor Day. The workers don't want to work on Labor Day. He should pay them another third, so that if they usually get 3 dinars a day, pay them 4. Pay them an extra dinar, which means an extra third. If they said, I know your situation, we want more, and they're asking for $1 million, or he couldn't find any employees, then he looks and seeks employees, but he has to remove it ASAP. However, that is all if there's still time in the process. But if it was there long enough, where it starts being hallowed, and we're going to talk about what causes it to enter into that period in its growth, it becomes hallowed. And both the grain or garden seed and the vine become forbidden. Now, when does it become hallowed? What's the litmus test? Yud Gimel 13, Me'emasai Tvua Yorek Miskachin. At what point in its growth do grains or vegetables become hallowed? The answer is, I'm glad you asked, the answer is, Mishi Ashrisho. Once they take root, they have to take root. Anovim, when do grapes become hallowed? Mishayasu kapul halavan, when they're large enough to be the size of a white bean. Shenemar, the verse says, Hamaleya hazera, the fullness of the seed, asher tizra, which you will sow. Utfuas hakorim, and the produce of the vineyard, until this is planted, and this shall grow. What if the grain has already been fully grown and it's dried out? The grapes have already ripened, they're done, and then the planting was done. Einan miskadesh, that does not then become hallowed. Ketzad, for example, tvua sheyofsha kol tzarka, grains that have dried and matured fully, and somebody came and planted a vineyard, b'chein anovim, or grapes, sheboshlu kol tzarkam, which have become totally ripe, b'zara tvua, a yarek betzidin, and somebody went and planted grains or vegetation next to them, apa pishazas osir, even though clearly it's forbidden, we shouldn't do it, einim niskatches, it does not become sanctified or hallowed. Why? Because it's not in its growth period. It's fully mature. Yudalit, on the other hand, kerem, a vine, shlehigiu anovavlius kapul, where its grapes have not become fully mature, like a white bean. Kapul alavon, eladayin hein baser, they're still considered unripe grapes. Boser is a term we used earlier. It means unripe grapes. Zora b'secha yorak, and in this unripe grape vineyard, he planted a vegetable, a tfuah, or grains, v'yishnishu, and they took root. Harezer le'kiddush, it does not become hallowed. Why? Because it's not that it didn't reach that point of the pola lova. V'yafal pikein, nevertheless, kain sinai say, he is penalized, v'esin azer, and the seed is forbidden. Aval abeser, but the unripe grape, mutter, is permissible. In fact, if this vegetable seed was uprooted before the grape became like a white bean, it's permissible to have benefit from. What if some of the grapes became as big as a white bean and some did not? That which did become that big, niskachu, becomes hallowed. Veshalaynasu, that are those which didn't, mutarim, are permissible. Tesvah 15, anovim, shenasu, kapul alovim, grapes which became as mature as a white bean. Vezoran, betzidun, tvuay, mini yurokas, and next to them, you planted grains or other vegetation. Veliket hazera, kedim sheyashdish, and then the plantings were gathered and collected before they took root. No problem. They're permissible to benefit from because they did not yet take root. So then it's not a problem. But if they already took root, osur, then it is forbidden. Tezayin 16, Geffen, Sheyof, Shual, and Shalob, and Oflu. What if a vineyard, a vine, the leaves became so dry that they started falling off? Kederach Shetivish HaGeffen B'Me'akher, like what happens, like that which happens to a vine in winter. Also, the Zraya Betzida Yarakitvua. Then it is still forbidden to plant next to it a vegetable or a grain, Vimzara. And if he did, like Kiddush, it does not become hallowed, because for all practical purposes, the vine is dried up. So also, if somebody plants grains or vegetable seeds in a flower pot, but the flower pot does not have holes at the bottom of it, allowing it to merge with the earth. Hamunach bekerem, and this flower pot without holes is sitting in a vineyard, like kiddush, and it's no problem because there's no holes, then it can't become hallowed. We learned this earlier. Nevertheless, it's a rabbinic decree violation. Umakanesi makas mardis, under certain circumstances, he could be given the rabbinic lashes. But as we learned earlier, otzitz nokuv, if the flower pot has holes on the bottom, large enough for a root to go through, hareo ba'oretz, ka'oretz, then it's as if it was in the earth. Yudzayin, haya eiver bekerem. By the way, if you can't imagine how things can grow in flower pots, right in front of our shul, we have vegetation in flower pots. Looks beautiful. You wouldn't have even known it had I not told you. We had it once in the earth, but then the rain seeped into the building. So we had to seal the front. We still want the greenery. So we brought these flower pots in, which will not allow the moisture to go into the building. Doesn't that help you understand the Rambam? Okay. Where are we here? Yud Zayin. Hoya Eiver Bakerem. What if he's taking a walk through a vineyard? He's strolling through a vineyard. V'nafal mimenu zroyim, and seeds are dropping from him. He's holding seeds, and he's inadvertently dropping seeds, which we're told do not walk through a vineyard with seeds. The vineyard was fertilized, and these seeds pop out from the fertilizer, or the vineyard was watered, and the seeds were delivered by the water. Or he was planting a zeta besod or winnowing. Vistay loven in a field of grain. Viserate haruach lacherav, and the wind blew it backwards. Venafal azrayim bekerem, and the field fell into a, and the seeds fell into a vineyard. Vitzamchu, and they took hold. Harezer leniskadish, it does not become hallowed. Shenamar, as it says, Asher Tizra, you have to plant it. Vizele Zora, nobody planted this. It happened by accident. Nobody wanted it. Nobody knows about it. Bechayev Laker, but as soon as he sees it, he must uproot it. Kishayira, as soon as he sees it, Bim Kimon. But if he says, ah, I didn't do it, and it's here, I like it. Harezer Kiddush, then it becomes hallowed and forbidden, and has to be burned. Say aratoi haruach lefonav. What if the wind blew it not backwards but frontwards, meaning in his sight and line of vision? Vereya hazroyim shenafu lekerem, and he sees these seeds of grain or garden seeds falling into a vineyard. Harezek is areya. Whether he does it or the wind does it, it makes no difference. He's supervising. He sees it. Ketzad yasa. So what should he do? Im tzamchu asavim, if these herbs took hold, yehofcham b'machrei shebedayah, then he should turn it over like with a plow tool, and that's enough. Because when you turn over the earth, it's not going to grow anymore. V'imetzon shenasu obi, but if he found that they already bloomed, yinapetz esei obiv k'dei lashchisei, then he must crush that portion, destroy it. Shakel osir banal, because everything is forbidden to derive any benefit from. Matzah shenasas dagan. What if he found that it became grain? How is it to sort? If it must be burned, and if he saw the mekima and he said, "I like it," then the grain and the vineyard produce must be burned. 18. What if somebody sees an herbage that people don't plant? It's not usual for people to plant. Even though he wants it there, it's not a edible food for people. But it's good for animals. Or it's herbs used for medicinal purposes, not for eating, but for medicinal herbs. You would find it in a health food store. Harezer lekiddush, it does not become hallowed. Until he allows to remain something that most of the people in his community would allow to remain. Ketzad, for example, amakayim ketzin bekerem barav. If somebody allows brush to grow in his vineyard in Arabia, where everybody loves brush, because they have a lot of camels in Arabia, and they love this brush for their camels, because they would walk a mile for a camel. This becomes hallowed. Mint, ivy, or the king's lily, or other types of plants. They're not considered mixed species in a vineyard. Akanabus, but as we learned earlier, hemp, the hakinres, artichokes, with tzemer gefen, and cotton, They are considered like other vegetation, and they can become hallowed in a vine, in a vineyard. All types of herbs, which come up on their own basoda, they do become forbidden. But the Egyptian bean, minzroyimhu, is a type of herb. The ein mekadesh does not become hallowed. Hakonim va'averet va'atodim. Bamboo, roses, and thorn bushes, mine ilon heim, they are forms of trees. We learned earlier, trees may be planted in a vineyard. The einam kloyim bakerem, they're not considered forbidden mixed species in a vineyard. Chaf, zeaklal, this is the rule. This is the principle. How do we know? Kol ametzi ilon meikore, when the leaves of a plant grow from its roots, hareze yorek, then it's a vegetable. V'chol sheiner meitziolin, but something that does not produce leaves from its roots, but rather from the tree itself, hareze ilon, it's a tree. V'hatzelef ilon l'chol davar, a caper tree is considered a tree for all purposes. Chaf Aleph 21, hareze yorek bekerem, what if somebody sees a vegetable in a vineyard, and he says, Houston, we got a problem. There's a vegetable in my vineyard. You know what? When I get there, I'm going to pick it and get rid of it. Muta, that's no problem. What if he gets there? And it just, he didn't do it. He said, when I come back, when I return, I'll get it. So here we get into the law, which we need to understand. That the law applies, it depends how long it takes for this to grow, 1/200th of its growth. That's the measurement, 1/200th. Imshah, if it stayed there, atshahesev, until it added, echad mimasayim, 1/200th, hareza kiddush, it's hallowed, that's nice, but how in the world do I'm a simple guy from New Jersey, how do I know 1/200th? V'ketzad mishayin shiruzeh, how do we calculate this? He says, this is the experiment, this is the science experiment. Reyin, we see, im nechtak yerekzeh, if this vegetable would be severed from the ground where it loses its moisture. When something is severed from the ground, at that moment it starts drying out. If this vegetable was severed, I mean tfuah, or this grain was severed, mina oretz, bekama zman yivash, how long would it take to dry? Every vegetable has a different length of time that it takes to get dried out. Haga ba'atzmecha, imagine, sheyivash, that this particular vegetable, do a test, run the experiment. What if this needs 100 hours? 100 hours is a long time. There's 24 hours in a day. 24, 48, like 4 days. If it's going to lose its moisture in 100 hours, then what is 1/200th? A half hour. 1/200th is to 100 hours, a half hour. So if a half hour passes, it grew 1/200th, because the growth rate and the drying rate, the Rambam says, are the same. You want to know how long it takes to grow? The same time it takes to dry. Except that growing is when it's connected to the ground. Drying is when it's severed from the ground. And in this case, with this particular produce, once this experiment was done and it was ascertained, if it sat in this field growing for less than a half hour, mutter, it's permissible. So when the guy sees the vegetable, he says, let me get it. He says, I'll get it on the way back. If he gets it on the way, he says, oh, I won't. If it's in there a half hour or more, boom, forbidden. I thought it was easy to be a farmer. Not easy to be a farmer. Especially if you're in the Dell. They make computers. Chav Gimel, Osir Laver, Biotzitz, Nokav, Shazor, Abay, Yorek, Besei, Hakerem. It's forbidden even to carry a pot with a hole at the bottom in which there is vegetation. vegetables planted, you should not walk with it through a vineyard. And if you put it down under the in the vine area, and it sat there for more than the time it would take to grow 1/200th, which in the scenario we just learned more than a half hour, it's already hallowed and sanctified and forbidden. And finally, the closing paragraph of this chapter. What if somebody planted an onion in a vineyard? And therefore, onions in vineyard are forbidden. They're klayim. And then the vineyard was uprooted, but the forbidden onion was left there. And then from that plant of onion, onions grew. Now, the onion took root while the vine was there, but then the vine was removed. So the onions that are growing, are they growing from the influence of the vine or not? Even though more than 200 to 1 of the produce is non-vine related relative to the root, which means it grew so much more than 200 to 1, and as we learned earlier in the laws of forbidden foods, for example, when a little tiny drop of milk falls into meat, it's 60 to 1. But when it comes to kilayim, when it comes to the forbidden mixtures that we're talking about here, because it is forbidden also to derive benefit from, our sages said it can only be nullified 200 to 1. So that root remains forbidden. So you have 200 to 1. The onions are permissible, but the root itself always remains forbidden. End of chapter 5.